Good morning. 6:38 a.m. on Saturday, July 30th, 2016. I've not been awake very long. It was a good day yesterday, 7,000 words. So, green day on the walk, green day on the words. And I've heard back from a couple of the alpha readers. Looks like Milk Run is ready for beta. So, if you're interested in reading the book and can get back to me by Tuesday, email me at nathanlowell.com, at nathan.lowell@gmail.com. And tell me if you want a Mobi or an EPUB. My lungs are full of crud this morning. I had about 3 swallows of coffee. Normally I'm up at 5:30. Today I didn't get up until... Well, it was after 6, and I was outside taking a picture by 6:20. I feel like I literally just roll out of bed and out the door, just because I've got to get back, because I've got to get words, more words, more words. I'm participating in the local writers group. Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. They're having an event, Novelrama, 25,000 words in 4 days. And I can't remember if I talked about this yesterday or not. But the daily goal is 6,250 words. At the end of 4 days, that would be 25,000 words. So I hit that last night around 8 o'clock. And worked for a little while longer to get 7,000 words. Put a couple hundred words in the bank for today. So today's writing goal is 6,250 words. I'm gonna have more interruptions today than I did yesterday, just because I'm probably gonna have to go to the grocery store. I'm probably gonna have to deal with some chores around the house today that I just pushed off. I'm gonna try to push them off until Tuesday if I can. I'm not holding my breath that that's going to happen. Monday is going to have a hole in the morning because of it's my therapy day. But I'm going to do the best I can. And while it's a big... It's a long jump from my 10,000 word a day period to now. It feels like I could get back to 10,000 words a day with the right story, with the right circumstance. One of the key ingredients is... button chair, fingers on keys, because it's really hard to write otherwise. And even though it might be difficult, even with those two conditions met, having spot and share by itself doesn't do it. You gotta actually have the word processor open and your fingers typing words, not butt and chair and playing Minecraft or flying internet spaceships or anything like that. My boot is squeaking again. It's got something in it. It's just worn down enough. It's gonna squeak. So anyway, I'm not awake. I'm barely alive. I want coffee. I'm gonna want breakfast when I get back. And I want to start writing by 7:30. Which is, it's gonna give me a few minutes after I get back. I'll be home just before 7. I'll have about a half an hour to get some food, pour some coffee, get settled. Try to remember to post the podcast. Oh, I'd really like to have time to fix the cover for Milk Run. Unfortunately, I did not notice this, but Tales from the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper, Seeker's Tales, Smuggler's Tales from the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper, is missing a couple of words, like of the. And it's also labeled Book 2 instead of Book 1, which I did not spot. So I need to get those repaired. I could ask the artist who did them. I could ask Dan Sawyer to repair them, but I've got the same tools he does, and with the addition of a font, which apparently I did not bring over from the old machine. Added in the font and pretty much that took care of it. So I've got some words that need to be added. It's sticky this morning. It's a lovely cool morning. It feels cool, but it is a little sticky. We had huge wind last night. We had a little bit of rain, but huge, huge wind. There was a cell that went right over the city. Doesn't usually happen here. Something about the geography in this particular place, where we don't usually see heavy weather come right over the city. It'll come in our direction and then evaporate before it gets to us. And sometimes even reform after it's gone, which is curious. It could be, some people have postulated that it's because Greeley is actually in a little bowl here on the plain, so coming in from over the mountains and raining, and then the bottom drops out for about, you know, it's about 200-300 feet in a kind of a bowl shape, and levels off again. So air pressure, air moving across this area sort of drops into a bowl, which might be enough to reduce the pressure, which might be enough to short-circuit meteorological events. I don't know if that's really true. I don't know if that's how meteorological events work, frankly. But it's about the only theory people have been able to come up with. It's quite remarkable. It's quite remarkable. Monk post. I was cranking this morning. I was just pushing because I want my coffee. I want my breakfast. I sound like a broken record. I say that every morning. I want my coffee. I want my breakfast. Wine. But, yeah, nothing succeeds like success. Getting the book done, getting, you know, having a few 5K days, getting the book done, and having some positive feedback from the alpha readers. Enough positive feedback that I can pass it out to beta readers. And remember, for beta readers, my only question to you is, does this story work? I'm happy to hear about anything that you think works really well. Anything you think is total stupid. Anything really that you want to tell me about it. But the main question is, does this story work? Is this a Nathan Lowell story? I'm particularly curious as to whether or not I succeeded in differentiating Natalia sufficiently from Ishmael, and whether or not you can identify with her as an engineer. The challenge is that I'm not an engineer. Of course, I'm not a deckhand either, but I'm much more familiar with what goes on the bridge than I am with what goes on in the engine room. And so that's been a bit of a struggle. I think that has been my primary struggle with this story all along. And at some point, I realized that it's my engine room. I can be anything I need it to be. And I know all the major components in there, and I know how they work. I'm at the point where I have run out of my initial store of comments, and I'm just walking along. I'm sweating. It's cool, but ew. It's damp. Damp, damp, damp. It is really damp. I'm looking across to I'm making the long eastern reach here, and I'm looking across probably half three quarters of a mile to the road that's over on the other side of the park. I guess there's a pretty clear path that way. And there's haze between here and there. And for us to have that level of humidity is... well, it's not unheard of, but it's really unusual. So, yeah, I guess my other perceptions are accurate in reporting that this is muggy. This is wet. And those of you who live on a normal day at 98% humidity can point and laugh now, because for us 20% humidity is a really wet day. It's, I'm pretty sure it's well above that at the moment. But yeah, I ain't used to this. I ain't used to this wet crap. Oh, come on. If this have this rattle. Just a little bit of crud. Tedious. It'll clear up over the course of the day. And so. They've put up some fence post and storm fencing here around the corner of this field, where people tend to take their four-wheelers and sometimes their two-wheelers and make the shortcut across between this road and the road I was just looking at. Because it's so much faster. You can almost walk to that street faster than you can take a car and drive around and reach the same intersection. And there's a collection of apartment complexes over there, so people are always cutting through that field. And they're having a yard sale. The neighbors are having a yard sale. I wondered, I saw him out moving vehicles around when I left this morning. And now I know why. Oh, there's a little breeze. A nice little breeze. The breeze in the trees seems to whisper the leaves. Is it the breeze in the trees or the birds in the trees? Birds don't whisper, so it has to be breeze. Frankly, not really up on my Maurice Chevalier, but what the hell. Little snippets of song from the last century surfaces in my brain every so often. My wife is playing Skyrim. She has an NPC tank called Lydia. And Lydia, oh Lydia, my darling Lydia. Lydia the Tattooed Lady, which, if I'm correct, is a Groucho Marx song from one of his movies. I don't know. But every time she starts talking about Lydia, I can't help think of that song. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.